90.5 FM, WBER, the only station that matters. That is Wheat live in the BER studios. I feel bad that we don't have an audience here that should be clapping because it's tough to hold a mic and clap at the same time. So right now it's the sound.
The funny thing is we don't even need clapping.
Okay.
That's
yes, the sound of one hand clapping.
People are clapping at home. We can hear them from here.
We are live in the studio with the members of Wheat, Scott, the singer.
Hi.
Brendan, the drummer and shaker,
among other things.
And Ricky, the guitarist and singer.
Yeah. We're all multi-instrumentalists, though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
In today's day and age of bands, it's good to be...
Well, we're three guys, you know, and when we're in the studio, a lot of times we've got three guys. So we all put on a different hat or two.
It's good. It's very good.
It's cool, yeah.
The show tonight, we should mention, is the first time that Wheat has played Rochester.
Yes.
Woo!
It's at
exciting, finally.
A place.
Thanks to you. Thanks to you.
Well, I try. I try.
I forget where we were when we called you, when we talked the first time on the phone.
The very first time?
We were in Arizona, I think, or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got word that you had been, you know. That's the thing about labels, record labels. We're going to get to that in a second, I'm sure. Right?
Yes, of course.
The evil empire.
for some. But the show is tonight. It's at Steel Music Hall, which is a venue that has been around for a little bit, but it'll be the first time that a band that we've spun and had a lot of success with has played. So again, Steel Music Hall on Scottsville Road near the airport. And the show is also with Hey Mercedes.
Nice.
Excellent.
And a local band called Roses Are Red. So where is this in the Wheat Tour 2004?
Because I take it opening night.
Opening night.
Yes, yeah. It is.
So you took you took time off once the holidays hit, and this is the first.
This is the first.
Yeah, we're
this
back out.
It. Yeah,
we got a new guy with us.
We got a new bass player.
Yeah.
And
what's different than the guy that you saw?
I was going to say saw
that
you
was Walt. Yeah,
it was in Toronto.
Yes,
and there was. There were five guys on stage or six?
Yes, sir, five.
So there's a keyboard, that's correct?
Yes.
He's not here.
No, it's Josh Gold.
He's here.
He's
with
in spirit
you.
And
new
he's
bassist.
Back in the hotel room, yeah.
Okay. The show in Toronto, I mean, what can we say about that? I mean, that was, for me, I got to see two of my favorite artists, Wheat and Liz Phair.
Nice.
How did that tour get hooked up for you guys? Was it a management thing? Was it a Liz liked you guys and wanted to take you out? How did that get hooked up?
I think kind of both. I mean, I think that, you know, she has her management company has something to do with our label. But
is
I
she
think,
managed by Aware?
Yeah, like A Squared, I think it's called.
Okay.
But I mean, I think initially there was that. And then the second tour happened because I think that we got along kind of, you know, pretty well. And then this third tour now is just because I think we get along. And it's cool to be, you know, for us it's kind of cool. I mean, there's Katie Rose and this other woman playing too, so it's kind of like we're sandwiched between these real powerful women, you know?
How much interaction with Liz? Because when I saw you in Toronto,
we did a song
I asked
together,
you...
actually. You know, we did the Baby It's Cold Outside together.
We'll get to that. You're jumping my question.
Well, you know.
But did you, I mean, you get to hang with her? I mean, she was cool.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, there's not tons of hanging.
You
need
to get
but,
right on that.
Yeah, wow. See, you're reading my mind.
Yeah, there's not tons of hanging out, but I mean, the times that you do spend together, they were fun. I mean, she has a great band, and they're really good guys. She's nice, you know. So I mean, everybody's really busy, you know. But when there are times where you do kind of come together, it's nice when you like each other, you know, and people get along and. We actually, I'm trying to think now that I don't know that we've ever had a tour where we didn't get along with who we were touring with.
Yeah.
We used to get along with.
You know, other than our previous bass players, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Maybe within the band.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, I have, thus far, we haven't had that problem. I'd hate to have that. I can't imagine being on any kind of an extended tour with people that you're not getting along with.
I don't think anybody probably wants that. I mean, nobody wants to take out a band, too, that they hate, you know, or vice versa. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it would happen before you went out. I would think something would only happen, bad blood would happen if something happened on the tour, and then you part ways. But, yeah, I can't see anyone taking a band out that they don't like.
Right.
Did you guys ever jam together live? Did she ever join you guys for
she
something?
Did.
She She came out and, yeah, sang a little bit and danced around.
She sang, she came out for, it's really funny, she came out to do...
To do the Yeah Yeah Yeahs on World United already.
Okay.
But she came out a song early. I think she yeah. thought, we were playing These Are Things, I think, and she all of a sudden she just came out on the stage, and she must have thought that was the song, and so then she was standing there and she didn't know what to do, so she just was like looking at us, and she's like, all right. So, you know, but it was great because
really
then for two
yeah.
songs we had the audiences... you know, well, at least she did anyway. People were at least looking, paying attention to us for those two songs because she was on stage. So.
All right, enough about Liz.
Nice work.
The new album is called Per Second, Per Second, Per Second, Every Second. And normally, I don't like to ask the questions about album titles, but with you guys, they're kind of interesting. The new one, the last record was Hope and Adams, and then the first one is that Spanish word.
Madeira's Portuguese.
Yeah. Portuguese.
Yeah. Sure. Azorian, I think, Portuguese, sure. Yeah.
Let's start with the new one. Per second,
per second, per second, per second, every second.
Which is tough for jocks to...
Yeah. What's...
You mean jocks as in, like, DJs or
or, like, ass
sports guys?
Both. Both. But more tough for the...
Which is it harder for?
Yeah. The on-air personalities, it's more difficult.
I'm not sure who we're trying to confound more. There's, you know, I mean, it's... Of course, it's a long story. But, you know, it deals with acceleration. And then there's a few sides of it. For me, it was based around the Jonathan Livingston Seagull thing and Terminal Velocity.
Okay.
And it's just beautiful, I just think, too. I mean, there's always that side of it where it's just this beautiful, it's not even veneer, it's like solid. It's a solid piece of something. You know,
okay,
it's
okay.
Nice.
Before you confuse me anymore. Hope and Adams.
That's another beautiful, yeah, I mean, it's just, they're great, they're
think,
beautiful
I
words.
The,
I mean, that's the nice thing about them.
Way more as just, much more as just the vagueness of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they work to me.
You know, yeah, because
I agree.
What happens
Madeira,
with concepts?
Madeira is simply a Portuguese. We live in a we live in what's called the Portuguese Triangle back home.
Okay,
it's three cities in a roughly triangular shape, and it's Azorean Portuguese. Huge, like 80% of the population for a long time was Azorean Portuguese, and so there's a lot of these names. And the name is just none of us are named that. It's just that, you know, we knew that if we said Madeiras and called it Madeiras, the world at large wouldn't really connect with that as a Portuguese name. I mean, it was sort of like kind of offhand, but at the same time, it's just like a really pretty word.
It's gorgeous,
and it's an
yeah.
open door, and it's like it invites a question, and it gets
yeah.
you, you know, like this: is it a person? Is it this? And
yeah.
so Hope and Adams is the same kind of thing. Is it a street corner? Is it two people? Are they, you know, so it's just, it the question is better than
is
the
hope.
Answer.
Right.
You know, I mean, so yeah.
It's whatever you project into it. You
and
know,
and as a band, how much time do you start? Do you put into naming the album
And before the next album? I mean, you know, we're talking about the you know people who won the Super Bowl, the Patriots. We're just talking about how, like, you know, the quarterback's already thinking about the next year. I mean, that's kind of what you do. I mean, as soon as you finish a record, I mean, you have another record to make. You know, so I think that those things they're always going. That's why they're so. By the time someone says to you, "What does it mean?" I mean, it's. A billion things. We've looked at every angle. We've considered, you know, so it's sort of like...
Did you have an idea of what you thought the title would be?
No. The only one that clicked to me, for some reason, I thought that the first one meant murder in Spanish. That's the only thing
wow,
that came to
that's
me.
Interesting. Wow. Huh.
I like
that's
that.
That's pretty cool.
It so, does, then.
But okay, throw out something what the album 4 will be named.
Oh, see, you can't...
Hold on, he's got something.
The other day,
we're not
oh, that's
hold
right.
You
that
to
that
it.
CD.
We have a,
that's right.
We
have a that's right.
Okay.
You can't get. That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, nobody knows who these people are. We were handed a CD. We practice in a big mill space with many, 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 many bands, and you know, not really many of them are really, you know, they're just usually kids or guys who sort of part time it and just go out and make noise and stuff. So you get handed CDs. Sometimes they're okay. Sometimes they have funny titles. And we were handed a CD, and it had the person's name, and this was an updated version from the last CD that was may have been handed to us or not. I don't even recall. And this version said, with what was it exactly? With better solos. Come on, help me out. Somebody.
It was like,
tighter
yeah,
arrangements,
with
better
tighter
leads.
Arrangements, tighter arrangements, and better solos, or something
right.
like that.
Better leads or something.
And like it just. it was just like, that's a really funny title. Like,
right.
You know, he didn't mean it as a title. That was in earnest. Like, uh-huh. These are the same songs I gave you the last time, only these have better solos, right, and tighter
like
rhythmic.
So it wasn't something like tighter rhythms and
better solos. And
right.
And, you know, that's a really good title.
Mm-hmm.
Tighter rhythms and better solos. You know, it can, you never know.
I'll give you my title. If I, not that I would ever record an album because I'm about as musically talented as a giraffe, but my album title, my band would be called Punters and Kickers.
There you go.
And the album would be called Grammar School Fix.
Nice.
Nice.
Don't steal it or I'll sue you.
Well, actually, titles are free. You know, you can't copyright a title.
No,
so.
I mean, Replacements, Let It Be. I mean, that was just such a funny. So.
Okay.
Yeah. You can make Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band 7 times if you want.
But no, that's the thing. I mean, I think that it's really a long process, and it's the whittling down, and sometimes not until it actually goes down. But it's great. It's great work, you know.
And it's stuff that you
it's your
know,
own private madness.
Exactly.
Yes.
In case people are just joining us, we're live in the studio with the guys from Wheat playing tonight at Steel Music Hall. We're going to give away our last pair of tickets before we're done yapping. So if you want free tickets from us, well, keep listening. The record was done for a long time, but the release date kept getting pushed back. What was the reason for that?
Drugs.
Usually it's something weird like artwork.
It's actually more. It's more fun.
It's just really trying to get our shit on the road. You know what I mean?
That's all right. It's non-com. No, it's okay.
No, it was. Can I explain it? It's just.
When did you
release date getting pushed back? Is that the question?
Yeah. When the album was done, when did you guys initially say we want this record to come out? June, July.
Hmm. Well, unfortunately, it's never up to the artist. So,
it's just a
lot of different.
We deliver them
cool
songs
in a way.
We deliver them songs.
You know,
here's the record, right? And then what labels always do, and what they did was, okay, it's a great record. In the meantime, we're starting to put some things together. In the meantime, why don't you guys write a couple more songs? Give us a couple more songs. So we give them a couple more songs, you know. And then there's a little bit of like, well, let's pick some. Now we have a couple, and it just so happened that one of the last songs that we, the very last song, in fact, that we wrote for the record was "These Are Things." And it was the original Aware record that, you know, was kind of ready to go, didn't have that on it, and our A&R guy was like, yeah, just give me one more song. He said, doesn't have to be great, just for the fun of it. And that was "These Are Things," and it came out to be a really good song. You know?
I'm
so those kinds of things. It's just kind those kinds of little things that hold up. You know, and then it's just like then it's getting the artwork rolling. Then it's like, and then there's always, you know, with a label, there's always a little bit of push and pull. We come up with everything starts with us. We come up with the songs. We come up with the artwork. We come up with the titles. Everything starts with us, and then we hand it to them. And then there's a little bit of a negotiation. They're like, well, I like the artwork, but we need it to be a little bit more blah 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 blah. And then we're like, well, we don't want it to be blah blah blah. We want it to be this. Yeah. And then so it's a little.
It's normal working relationship, yeah.
And so those things delay, especially the first release. I think they wanted it, and then they needed to, because it's Aware and it's Columbia and it's Sony. They needed to then go through a little bit of a process where they kind of take the record to the people at Columbia, Sony, and kind of, in a sense, shop it around to them and make sure that everybody there is on board. Because Aware also releases some records through an indie distributor, Red.
Right.
You know the distributor, but some records go through that. But they, you know, their hope is that Columbia would do it. So they have to kind of shop it around and make sure Columbia is on board. Columbia, for good or for bad for us, we don't know yet. We haven't seen the full outcome. But
right.
For good or for bad, Columbia was on board with our thing. So, you know, so that's all the process in the first one. You know, if you're John Mayer, there's no doubt that Columbia is on board.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, like, there's the, you know, they can kind of lickety split. But with us, it was a little bit more of a process.
Okay. Well, so the album finally came out in November, and that was good for our listeners because we had been playing I Met a Girl for...
Yeah, that was great. You played it a bunch.
Awesome.
Close to
500 times.
Yeah, wow, that's really
amazing.
Nice.
That's amazing.
So, but thank people you. Were like, when's this album finally
Why do you think
out?
We fit this into our busy schedule? You know?
Exactly. Well, thank you. But people, and the only thing that people could buy was the EP that was sold at shows or... I think
online as well.
But, you know... you guys weren't playing anywhere near us, and who wants to buy it online? You, sure. you want to go yeah, to your I'm record you. Store in town. So
yeah, me too.
So now here we are. So yeah, thanks to you.
Well, thank you. The record was produced by you guys and the famous Dave Fridman.
Kid Fridman, we like to call him.
Don't you call him?
Kid yeah. Fridman.
Okay.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's nickname is
Kid. He needs
Kid.
An update, you know what I mean? Just Dave Fridman is just getting...
Yeah, I call her
How
Kid.
How was it just hey, something Kid. That you just affectionately...
Yeah, just sort of, you know, yeah. came to me many moons ago.
You use Kid a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, Kid. See you later, Kid.
Our kids, yeah. Plural.
Why did you pick Dave? I mean, besides the obvious, was there a certain record that he produced out of like his catalog?
No,
of...
the real first thing was David, the guy from Sugar Free, our first record label. He said we were looking for guys to do Hope and Adams at the time, and he was like, "Hey, how about this guy Dave Fridman who does the Flaming Lips and you know Mercury Rev?" And we were like, "Yeah, sure, what the hell." And we ended up, a lot of things blossomed from that, you know, Michael from the Lips and, you know, a manager, you know, just, yeah. I mean, it was just kind of a fluke thing, but now he's kind of become part of our thing and part of our process of making music, you know. I mean, he really adds a lot to the records, and we do co-produce with him, you know. I mean, it's a great relationship.
So you think he'll probably do the next record? If
I have a feeling he'll be involved.
Uh-huh. Yeah, somewhere online.
For me, mm-hmm. he will. Yeah, I mean, unless something happens, unless he's a complete and utter jerk, which, you know.
Which is unlikely.
No, he's amazing. He's a great friend, you know. He's just like he's a good hang and stuff. Wears a boat shoe.
He is a good hang.
Like, he's a great guy.
He's the first guy ever, you know, when you open up a can of Coke, you know, some people will pour it into a glass. If you just drink it right out of the can, he calls that bareback. Oh, you got to go bareback. That's a really funny phrase.
I've heard that term used in another way. There's
a million uses for bareback. See, that's a great thing about things like that.
Maybe name the next album Bareback.
And we'll all have our own
movie. That's beautiful.
The track "Don't I Hold You" was on Hope and Adams. Yep. It was also on. It's on the new album. It's a hidden track, track 14. Why was the decision to put it on both? Because we played "Body Talk" Part 2 from Hope and Adams.
Which one is that?
Is that the is that the Rose? Goodbye to Rose.
Yeah, that's the one. That
that's
sounds
Rose.
Like it's got a
okay.
Simon and Garfunkel.
I don't know what you
us.
Mean. Who is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Someone got arrested from that band.
I have no idea.
He did.
Yeah, poor guy, man. Leave the guy alone. He's in a limo. You know, I mean, he's not even driving. I could see if he was passing it to the driver.
Right. So
he's our Garfunkel. You know, he's a bridge over. Exactly. You know, Sail On, Silver Girl.
Yeah, exactly.
That song Silver was written for him. Did you know that?
Yeah,
Bridge Over Troubled Water was. Oh yeah, Paul Simon wrote that specifically
know.
For his voice.
Is that about drug use? I remember someone that did a paper on drug. I swear to God,
that's
I thought it was
terrible.
A really interesting.
It probably is. Some,
I mean, who knows?
I
just
way.
Love that you can tie anything to anything. That's the beauty of the English
exactly.
of the language in general.
Drug people
just...
tie everything. To
oh
drugs.
Yeah,
that's right. Every song,
drugs,
every you know, CNN.
Yeah.
Sail on, silver girl.
Go ahead. What was the question?
So how does it pop up on both albums?
Drugs.
Well, besides drugs, you guys
forgot,
like,
we forgot that we had already recorded it. So
we forgot.
That's beautiful. No, really, what happens is, you know, there's relationships. Every relationship you have, no matter who you bump into, there's always, you know. So, you know, it was like kind of a favor to our label at one point, and but you know, it turned out to be cool. It was great. We had this other section. You know, that we threw in, and it ended up being better than... See, this is my point about working with a label and stuff, is that there are other processes. When you're at an indie label, you're like, they're like, you got a record? Can we hear it? Do you know what I mean?
Like,
oh, can we, do you mind if we hear it before we press it? You know what I mean? I'll listen to it. I won't... You know, but it's different. It's a different whole vibe. And but there's nothing wrong with a little bit of someone having expectations of you or somebody wanting you to be... I don't know. Who knows? You know, it's like...
To me, with "Don't I Hold You" too, it was kind of the version that's there now on "Aware" is more what we were actually trying to
absolutely.
Do the first time.
That's what I mean. Like,
you know,
a lot of times, good things.
Is it kind of like how George Lucas didn't have the tools to do what he wanted to do with the new Star Wars?
Oh, but this is not our Jar Jar Binks or anything either, though. Let's not get into that. No, I think that a lot of times it's like, I mean, especially one thing I've noticed, the biggest question for us has been, what about this whole major label thing. I don't know. It's the only thing that's different is that there's There's a couple of more options, and the drugs are better. No, but seriously, it's just it's like anything else, you know. I mean, there's too many people who just. I mean, it's easy to blame everyone for your things that don't turn out the way. You know, I mean, people just. We got to stop doing that, you know, especially in the music business. If you don't want to sign a deal, don't sign a deal. But don't get all bummed. You know what I mean? There's a big thing about whether. This is the thing. We're not pushovers. You know, we're not little girls. Little kids who are defenseless. You know, no one made us make this record anything that we didn't want to make. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the one thing that's just, I'm stressed about it. You know what I mean? I mean, don't blame everyone for things that don't go right in your life. You know, it's not everyone else's fault. You know?
You're going to be all right?
I'm going to sit down. I'm going to need to sit down after this.
Can we take five? No.
But there are some differences, you know. But, I think it's great. I think it's a better version than the other one.
Okay.
Personally.
That's kind of, you know, we were kind of playing it live a little more amped up as well and stuff too. So it just kind of, it had evolved a little bit that way anyway. So.
Well, there comes a point where people treat stuff like it's this, you know what I mean? Like, let's chill out, everybody. You know what I mean? Like, no one thinks that our art is better than me, man. I'm more behind it than anybody.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, this is not anything, you know, and I need to have, like, little fleece gloves on to handle this thing, you know? This is
You think, like, whenever I go on a vacation with, you know, my guy's trip, my dad will always say, hey, keep things light. No reason to get into an argument with your buddies when you're trying to, you know, have a good time. Keep it light.
That's nice.
I think Joe was keeping it light. Somehow we turned it around. Turned it into our own personal little
One other question on Hope and Adams. The song Cinnamon Girl. Is that the right name of it?
No, it's called Slow Fade, but I know what you mean. I know exactly.
Yeah, the cinnamon. Okay. Was it always meant to be such a short song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. You know what's funny about that thing? Like, someone once said to me, like, hey, man, maybe how about another verse or something there? And, like,
part two.
Different parts of your life, you decide that, you know, you like to get into things, you don't like to get into things. I mean, that's funny because, you know, that song, it just felt that's the way it should be. Some songs feel that way.
Yeah, that was a song. I remember there was a guy from...
V2,
this guy, one of the A&R
Records.
Guys from V2 Records, yeah. This is back when we were doing we were working on that record, in fact, or something. No. Hope and Adams was out. And this guy from V2 was like, yeah, that song is just like, why did you purposely, you know, like, sabotage the song? And I'm like, well, no, we didn't. It's just a song. Like, we didn't, at that point, we never thought of it, you know, we didn't think of it in terms of, like, could it be a single or what? You just don't think in those terms. Even now, you can't really think in, like, I Met a Girl, for whatever reasons, you know, that's the song that people think is the single song or whatever. But even that, you know, you don't go into it thinking, let's make this song. You just, like, let's make this song be the song that we want it to be. Done. Whether it's a minute and a half, 3 minutes, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, that song happened to end up at a minute and a half or 2 minutes or whatever it is, and it just felt done, and we were like, it's done. I think in a way we kind of didn't like it in some ways, I think I vaguely remember something about, like, let's just cut it there, you know, like, let's leave it at that. And
yeah, well, I don't know. This is going to open up some old can of worms, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh, I'm sorry, I just swore. I'm kidding.
No, you can't do that.
I can't swear. I know, I'm trying to be
this is non-common all, but.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, sometimes things just are shorter than, you know, longer than others. I mean, sorry that I swore, man. I feel terrible.
It's okay. We thought you said fudge.
Fudge.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the fudge, by the way.
No problem. Well, it's weird because the first time listening to that album, you know, you say to yourself, did that song just end?
Yeah.
Like, it reminds me of, and let's test your alternative musical knowledge. I was very into a band from the early to mid 90s called Lotion. Anyone know that band?
Sure. Okay,
they were on Spin Out Records. Mm-hmm.
They had a couple of good songs.
But there's a song on their debut album called Full Isaac. The song's called P-A-A-S. Exact same thing.
Yeah.
And it just ends.
They were a cool band. I remember they had that, like, the Spanish painting, this paint by number on the cover. Yep. Yeah. It's a good band.
Good memory.
Mm. Well, it's a, you know. I had nothing else to do.
Again, the show tonight, it's at the Steel Music Hall. The bands are Wheat, Hey Mercedes, and Roses Are Red. You guys ready to play another song?
Sure. What would you like to hear?
Let me check my crib sheet here. Looks like Go Call. What is it here?
Go get the cops.
Go Get the Cops. And before you start, I want to ask you, what's up with the... I'm going to get into more about these little...
I already know what you're going to say.
I know, exactly.
I know what you're going to say.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Say. It's,
I call them wheat-isms, because they're all throughout the record. But what's at the very beginning? Before the song starts, someone says, I don't ask for much,
that's
right?
That's awesome. I don't ask for much around here.
But what is? How does that make it onto the record?
This is what it means. We'll sing it to you. We'll sing it to you. Count it off.